I'm John Strum, and this is a Real Talk MS Ectrums Extra conversation. I'm at Ectrums 2023 in Milan, and I'm speaking with Dr. Anthony Feinstein. Dr. Feinstein is a professor of psychiatry at the University of Toronto, and his expertise is in the neuropsychiatry of multiple sclerosis. Dr. Feinstein is also the principal investigator in a large international clinical trial called COGX. It tested whether a 12-week program of aerobic exercise or computer-based cognitive rehabilitation, or maybe a combination of both, could improve the thinking speed in people living with progressive MS who had shown signs of cognitive changes. It's always nice to talk with you, Dr. Feinstein, and it's especially nice to be with you in person.
Likewise. Thanks, John.
The results of the COGX study were just recently published. What can you tell us about the study, and what did you learn?
So, as you mentioned, it was a 12-week study looking at processing speed, which is very sensitive to decline in people with progressive MS. I want to stress this was an international study, 6 countries, Canada, United States, United Kingdom, Belgium, Denmark, and Italy. A large sample size of over 300 people with progressive MS who had advanced disability, a mean EDS score of 6. So this was a group that were neurologically unwell, just on the cusp of getting into a wheelchair. And I want to stress that this was a group that was cognitively impaired. So to get into the study, you had to have deficits in processing speed. And then we randomized them to one of 4 groups, either exercise plus cognitive rehabilitation, cognitive rehab plus sham exercise, exercise plus sham cognitive rehab, and a double sham. So there were 4 arms to the study. And we put them through their paces, 2 sessions a week over 12 weeks, 24 visits. In the midst of a pandemic as well, we shut us down for a period, then we kind of started up again. And our primary outcome measure was processing speed, measured by a very sensitive test called the Symbol Digit Modalities Test. And our primary hypothesis was that the combined interventions would be better than the single intervention alone, which in turn would be better than the sham interventions. That was our hypothesis.
And what did the outcome show?
We didn't show that. So the combined intervention was no more effective than either exercise or cognitive rehabilitation alone. But the interesting part about the study was that we saw a significant improvement in processing speed across the board in a high percentage of people. Now, we know there's a threshold for what is clinically significant. If your performance improves by 4 points on the SDMT group data, that tells you this is a clinically significant marker. If the improvement is 8 points or more on an individual basis, that's significant as well. So using that as a threshold, we found that almost 2/3 of our subjects, of our participants, showed an improvement in processing speed at 12 weeks. And this was maintained in about 50% by 6 months. So even after they stopped the exercise, and the cognitive rehab, in 50% of the sample, we saw a significant improvement in processing speed.
You know, we really don't get to talk about a lot of things that can improve symptoms for people living with progressive MS. So this sounds like particularly encouraging news.
You know, there's good news. I mean, we were disappointed that our primary hypothesis, the combined intervention didn't, show greater benefits, but we were pleasantly surprised by the individual interventions helping people with progressive MS. And we didn't know, before we started the study, we didn't know that people with progressive MS, advanced MS, could indeed show a processing speed improvement of this magnitude.
Something you just said spurred a question. You know, MS can be isolating, and progressive MS can be even more isolating. Yeah. Do you think the results of the trial specifically make the case for either exercise or cognitive rehabilitation, or could the results also make the case for cognitive improvement derived from an individual's involvement, whether that involvement is in a clinical trial or some other activity?
I mean, that's an excellent question. We can't answer this with great certainty, but the point that you raise is absolutely germane. So we do believe that exercise or cognitive rehabilitation can help, but there is this extra component that you mentioned because, these were individuals with advanced physical disability, sitting at home, many of them, they feel that life has passed them by. They're not working. They're socializing less. They lead very quiet, truncated lifestyles. And then for some of them, you've got this 12-week period of relatively intense activity. You know, we provide a taxi transport to people so that they would all come in for their appointments, which meant that our dropout rate was very low, 8%, for a very demanding study, 8%. And so this was a group that was brought into hospital twice a week. They had to structure that. They had to plan that. So that's tapping into some executive functioning.
Right.
Then they came into the rehab center. They saw people. They socialized. They interacted with the research assistants. They got exercise. They got cognitive rehab, or they got SHAM, whatever it was, but they were getting to do things. They had to fill out patient report outcome questionnaires. So it was a very busy, very intense time for them. And they did this for 12 weeks, 24 visits, at the end of which they said to us, many of them, they wrote us letters, heartfelt letters, saying this was a wonderful experience. You know, we felt we'd been forgotten. And suddenly we've got a life that's full of activities, and we loved it. They loved coming in. Even though they were put, some of them, through a very rigorous exercise regime, which for some of them was not easy, they still welcomed it because there was attention. And so you raise this fascinating question. How do you quantify all of that in terms of helping people's cognition? Because what it speaks to is we are boosting cognitive reserve. We bring in intellectual activity, physical activity, plus social activity. You know, the three pillars of keeping us active. And so for that intense 12-week period, we were boosting cognitive reserve. Maybe that was a critical variable over here that helped people as well. Now, our study wasn't designed to explore that, but it's an interesting hypothesis, and we touch on it in our paper.
Hopefully, your study or another study will look at just increasing the level of engagement among people with progressive MS to see what the result might be.
Yeah, we know that. I mean, we know that from the aging literature. People that age well keep their brains active. You do things. You know, you don't sit at home after retirement with your remote control and watch television. You know, that's very bad news for your intellect,
right?
Those are the people who are going to be at greater risk for dementia. So it's the same analogy over here, that keep the brain active, keep people doing things. It's good for their cognition. Their processing speed increases.
You know, you're here in Milan attending ECTRIMS. It's the largest MS research conference in the world. What's important about this conference? How or why do we see around 10,000 researchers and clinicians make their way to ECTRIMS every year?
Because it's an exciting time in MS research. You know, there are lots of new developments, the treatments now for multiple sclerosis, the therapies that weren't there in the past. And now people are also starting to realize that there are other aspects of MS which are very important, like cognition. So there's a very big cognitive component to this meeting. So you meet your colleagues, you learn from them, they learn from us. There's a great exchange of ideas. It's become a very important meeting.
Well, Dr. Anthony Feinstein, I want to thank you again for all you do to improve the quality of life for people living with MS. And once again, thanks for meeting me and talking with me today.
Thank you for your interest, John.
I'm John Strum, and this Real Talk MS ECTRIMS Extra was made possible through a grant from Sanofi.